Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight, Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope. We're entering the holiday season, but I hope that you, all of you who are listening out there, I want to welcome you and hope you'll enjoy the show tonight. And I just would like to accentuate that even though we're entering into the season of the holidays, that what we do to ease human suffering, that we do all year long. Let's not just keep it at the holidays. It's very important that we carry this through each day through in the years ahead and the days ahead. So if you get that warm, fuzzy feeling around the holidays and you want to do something and help somebody, that's wonderful. I encourage you to do that, but I encourage you to continue to do that throughout the year because there's always somebody who needs help. Of course, you know, the holidays are special. Having said that, again, I want to welcome everybody in the chat room and on the switchboard, and all of you are listening in the archives and on your iPhones and iPads. I'm going to make some announcements, and then we're going to get on with the show. I have Chris and Julia calling in tonight. They're going to be talking a little bit about their new launch on their line of wonderful products that Mama Joyce is promoting, and they're entrepreneurs and doing a wonderful job in projecting a wonderful, healthy line of goods, and we want to support them because Mama Joyce believes in people like that, people who are helping other people, as well as HopeMill.com and San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com. So having said that, I do want to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others to get their messages out, like Mama Joyce, to the public, and have shows that help others stay informed of world events as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Now, I'd like to also ask you to support Chaplain Steve. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help any of your problems that you might have in life. He is at San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com. You could call him at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. He is a wonderful and remarkable man of God who really can help you through any crisis and lead you back to God. So I would like very much for you to please support Chaplain Steve as well as HopeMill.com and C&J Craft as well. Also, the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt. He has a website, mattspeaking.com. And, of course, we also support the WoundedWarriorProject.org and NDVets.org, New Directions, and NoKidHungry.org, ShareOurStrength.org. Also, our California State Firefighters Association. We uphold all the first responders, especially these precious ones who put their lives on the line each and every day, and it's often a thankless job. But we need to support these precious ones, and Mama Joyce certainly will do that. So having said that, I just want to welcome all of you again, Chaplain Steve and Drew, and all the guests are in the chat room. So I just wanted to welcome all of you and hope you're having a good time. on this beginning of November, and it's cooled down. There's a lot of cold, and it's freezing in the Midwest already and flooding, and my goodness gracious. So we have quite a bit of challenge in our weather, and it's the summer has left us in the heat, and now we have El Nino to be concerned about with all its challenges. So having said that, I just want to once again welcome everybody, and just know that Mama Joyce prays for you all every day, and I love and care about you. And I pray for each and every day, whatever your needs are, God knows what your needs are. And so I bring all of you up to the Lord. I don't have to know your name. I just wanted you to know that I do pray daily, and I dearly care about each and every one of you who listens to my show and who really needs prayer. And, you know, sometimes people don't listen to my show, but they need prayer, and I lift them up as well, all of our world and national leaders and all the persecuted Christians in the world. So having said that, I just wanted to reiterate that. And again, tonight is November 7th. Of course, I hope you all turned your clocks back last week. If not, you're in trouble. But you had a week to turn them back, so fall back and spring forward, I guess, in March or April. So I hope you did that. And, you know, I have been praying about a lot of things lately, things that God is transforming our lives and renewing our minds. These are the last days indeed. And we really need to keep mindful of all that's going on in our world and keep our focus on God. You know, no matter what crisis we go through, it says in Romans 8:28 that God works everything together for our good. And if you believe that and you know that to be true of God in the Word, in the Holy Bible, then you'll know that no matter what crisis you're going through, may not feel good, it may be a real challenge to you, painful, whatever it is, He will work it together for your good, and you will come through it. You will get through it. Look, He doesn't expect us to understand some of the things we go through. He does a lot of the things we go through. He doesn't expect us to not be pain free, to be pain free, and just to put our focus on Him and not feel the pain of what we're going through. But He just wants us to know and have the faith that He does work everything together for good, and He is with us. He's present with us when we go through these things. So please keep that in mind, especially during the holiday season. There's a lot of people who, you know, are hurting these days. I do want to make an announcement because I like to acknowledge people who've been supporting Mama Joyce's ministry. And one of those people is Drew and Chris, who sent some T-shirts and some wonderful shoes and cans, aluminum cans to cash in. You know, I'll tell you something. It was a real blessing to receive those and helped a tremendous amount of people. And then we had Chaplain Steve, who sent gift cards to McDonald's so people could get a hot meal. Imagine that. God bless you, Chris and Drew and Chaplain Steve. And also, I wanted to do a shout-out to HopeMill.com, to Pearl Huber, who delivered to my church today 200 gift bags of miniature travel-size toiletries and food and socks and water and a list of things to help the homeless in our time of need. And I took some of those, put them in my car, and have been handing those out as well. So I do want to say a little shout out to HopeMill.com. That's Pearl Huber. God bless you, sweetheart, for what you did today. It was just extraordinary. Extraordinary, and it does my heart. See, it's only the Lord, because the Lord puts it out. If you're doing the work of the Lord will move on hearts to support what you're doing, and certainly has done that. I also want to do a little shout out to Coastal Air in Stevenson Ranch, California. He came. We didn't even have the money yet to fix the heater, but he and his wife Peggy are Christians, and they went ahead and fixed the heater for me and told him to pay later. And that's unheard of these days, folks. You know, I mean, it's exceptional what God's doing in my life, and he doesn't expect perfection from anybody. He does would love for us to be obedient, and obedience is better than sacrifice, that's for sure. And he will help you. You know, like I said, he doesn't expect perfection, but he will direct you. Just make time for him, and if you need to get focused, take your focus off your circumstances and the challenges that you're feeling in your life, go to the Word. Open up the Word of God and read his promises to you, and he desires a relationship with you. He wants to hear from you, and he wants to dwell within you and be ever-present in your life. And this is what it's about, folks. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. So please keep that in mind. Okay. Having said that, I just want to once again thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. Thank you, Drew. Yeah, God bless you. I just am so grateful, Drew and Chaplain Steve and all of you. We're having Chris and Julia call into the show tonight very soon. And the call-in number is 1-347-850-1527. If you have a prayer request, I'd be glad to take that prayer request, and we pray for it towards the end of the show. Be glad to do that. Meanwhile, I do have a brother in the Lord who lives in Australia, and his name is Greg, and he had a cousin who was a Down syndrome adult, bless her heart. And Mama Joyce, as you know, if you don't know, I wanted to share with you, for 16 years I helped teach adult Down syndrome and autistic precious angels, I call them. And believe me, they taught me quite a few things. They taught me unconditional love and resilience and forgiveness at a great, great length. They're just the most precious, sweet, and unpretentious people that I've ever met. And I love that job that I had that God gave me, and I really called it a ministry, but that was my paying job. And then I've done 35 years of volunteer work in my community, you know, so I feel very blessed, you know, that God has used me in such ways, and now he's working in my life with my emotions and mental status so that I can be cleansed of some of the hurts and the pains from my past, and be able to turn around and help somebody who has gone through some of the things I did and give them hope and give them a light and life. And I just wanted to share that with you. Now, I do believe we do have Chris and Julia who's called in. Let me see here if they're on the line. Is this Julia and Chris?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I knew. How did I know? I had the feeling. How are you? I'm so glad you came tonight. Everybody, this is Julia and Chris, and they have called in tonight, and I'm just so excited about their collaboration that they've launched this week. And without further ado, whoever wants to go first, Julia or Chris, introduce yourselves. Those who haven't heard my show before, maybe you want to do a little background on yourselves and how this came together. And please share with them this wonderful launch on all the products and the lines of wonderful things that you have and that you're doing. So without further ado, here's Chris and Julia.
Yes, thank you, Mama Joyce. Yeah, we've just launched our new company, C&J Craft. You can find us at www.craftcollaborations.com. And it's a line of craft and artisan products that we find nationwide. So we've traveled through 41 states now, with the mission of completing all 50 by the end of February. And we pick up products from every state, anything from food and beverage, health and wellness, tools and accessories, arts and design. And, we try and promote them and the beauty of American craft to, you know, the outside. We both have experience or a background in, you know, luxury hospitality. And
this is our chance to, you know, branch off and do something different. I think one of the things that we've both discovered is that, you know, this didn't start, you know, our knowing each other and everything. It didn't start with the idea of launching this business. But as we traveled across the country, you know, I think we really sort of discovered this resurgence in American manufacturing and American artisan products and people in, you know, cities in every state across the country really just doing absolutely incredible things. You know, whether it's we're working with these beekeepers in New Jersey who make this incredible 100% pure wildflower honey that's absolutely out of this world,
or preserved Wisconsin Crimson Apple, and several partners in California as well.
Yeah.
Bling and Crave.
Crave makes amazing beef jerky that's really sort of handcrafted. The flavors like Chardonnay and thyme, friendly for people who have sort of gluten-free needs or are on some sort of paleo diet or even, you know, just trying to get healthier and have really clean, lean proteins in their diets. You know, it really is, you know, as Julia mentioned, very, very far-reaching that people are doing incredible things in all aspects of manufacturing and artistry, I guess, would be a good way to put it. We're 41 states into the trip. Our official launch was on Monday of this week. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we couldn't be more excited about it. It's been an incredible journey.
That's wonderful. You know, and I went over to their website. Your website again, tell everybody.
www.craftcollaboration.com.
And there you can find an array of wonderful, wonderful supplies of all different kinds of products, food and all kinds of candles and just, I love it. It's a beautiful place. And I want the people who are listening to please spread the word and let them know, let people know that this is a wonderful venture. This is a wonderful connection to getting products that are healthy and enjoyable and pleasant and add much love to your life and much positive experience. And I promote them because I believe in them, both of them, what they do and what they stand for, and the love and the genuine heart that they have behind it. And that's why I have them on the show tonight, because it's people like Chris and Julia who are making this world a better world. And what they're doing is they're making sure that the products that they're selling are right here in the United States. Am I correct?
You're absolutely
correct. And they're products that we love, and it's not about making partnerships or, you know, business arrangements. It's really about knowing these people and, you know, creating friendships and really trying to help them and push them further and further collaborate with them and find other products that complement theirs. So we have great gift ideas, gift collections,
great
autumn
for the holidays.
Great things for the holidays. And actually, worth mentioning, we have free shipping from now until Black Friday. If anybody
that
wants
is
to
fantastic.
Order. Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, this is sort of off the cuff and a last-minute thought here, but so we already have our free shipping until Black Friday with the idea that it offers people who are first-timers with us a chance to, you know, get our products in sort of an easier, more cost-effective way. But, you know, so I did a lot of the web design, and between Julia and I, we've done all of the website in-house. So, you know, I could go ahead and I could put in a code right now for your listeners. Let's say Mama Joyce, with M-O-M-M-A. And let's say, you know, we'd be happy to extend an extra 20% off to anybody who's listening. You know, we think your listeners are probably pretty close to exactly who we're trying to reach, and we think that they'd maybe have the same belief in American manufacturing and trying to support the country and a belief that we can
supporting local communities.
Yeah, that we can do great things here. So we'd be happy to do that.
Absolutely, and that's beautiful. And that is, listen, if you're in the chat room or if you go to my show page, you can see it's www.craftcollaborations.com. And I have that on my show page. I have it in the chat room. So even in the archives, when you go to this show and you listen to it at a later time, you have all that information that you can go there and support this wonderful cause. Like I said, everything is American. Made. They have a heart to help people and to connect people, you know, with American-made goods. So I think this is a tremendous chance for people to really support those who are trying to make this endeavor an effort. And certainly Chris and Julia are on top of the list that way. So we just want to give them all the credit that credit is due. There, you've done a terrific job on the website, Chris, and your products are exemplary, and they're not something that's high price, that's out of, I mean, they've got things there that you could buy at a low price, medium price, high price, but whatever you get, I must say this, whatever you get from their website is quality. It's quality and it's worth every penny that you spend, you know, so it's not, you're not getting things that are second rate or anything like that. These things are they're top grade, you know, top grade things. And I suggest that you please go there to www.craftcollaborations.com. And please support these precious ones because I believe in them. And if Mama Joyce believes in them, you got to know it's good. And Chris and Julia, you guys are just tremendous. Is there anything that you would like to add for people to know about your products or anything else?
Well, I would say, so we're actually in front of the web right now. And I just added that discount code, so that's there. It's already set up.
So it's Mama Joyce, MOMMAJOYCE. So for any of your listeners, if they want to order today until Black Friday, we have a 20% discount.
Exactly.
Free shipping.
And it's all it's already in. It's all lowercase, one word. So we'd be happy to have anybody stop by. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. That is very sweet of you, and I'm going to get something from there. I don't know what yet. I'd like to buy everything is what I'd like to do. But I'm not in a position at this time to do that, but I definitely do support you. And I'm so glad you came on the show tonight. And all of my listeners out there, please tell all your friends and your family and coworkers, we need to support Chris and Julia in this endeavor. It's a wonderful, wonderful website. It's a wonderful project that they're doing, and I believe in them. Like I said, that's www.craftcollaborations.com. And once again, I want to thank you so much for coming. And I do want you to know this, Julia and Chris, that every show I do, I will promote you and I will make mention of you. I have a list of people that I promote each week, and I'm going to keep you on the list indefinitely.
We appreciate it. Honestly, you know, it really does mean the world to us. You know, this has become something where, you know, I think Julia and I, for a lot of both of our careers, have been looking for
the right move.
Yeah, the right move and a way to do something that we feel like actually matters.
And strongly.
Yeah.
And pour our heart and soul into.
Yeah, exactly. To put everything into that's really more than just a job. And I think we found it. So it's fantastic. Like, honestly, it's
that's
really
beautiful. That's beautiful. And I know it's going to take off and you're going to be extremely successful. I know you will be, if you aren't already. You know, I just know that that's coming for you, and I really appreciate you. And thank you so much for coming tonight and sharing your wonderful website and the American-made products that you have on your website as well. And God bless you, Chris and Juliana. And I just want to say thank you very much from my heart.
Thank you, Mama Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And anytime you want to come on and give us a little update, I'll be glad to bring you on, because people like to know what's happening, and I'm sure they're going to be supporting you. So thank you again, and we look forward to talking to you more in the future.
Fantastic.
We look forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank you so much. And you give that little doggie a kiss and a hug for me.
Yeah. We will. She's totally ready.
Okay. I have one, too.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, God bless them. They're just wonderful. You know, I want to talk a little bit more also. Do support them, though. They're a wonderful, collaboration. It's Chris and Julia, and they really have done a tremendous job, you know, on the website, and their products are American made, so I do want to promote that. But also, I have a dear friend of mine, Chaplain Steve, that I've known for many years, and he's always been so supportive of what I do in the community and how I have a heart for the people who are suffering and hurting in our world. And I hope that you'll also support him at the SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com. You know, he's a fantastic man of God. He has a heart for those who are hurting and in grief counseling, and just, you know, and he's a wonderful friend and a brother. He truly is. And I just want to promote him and ask that you support him as well in your prayers, as well as going to SanDiegoWorkplaceChaplains.com. And you could contact him at 1-800-539-6143. Also, I have a little website myself, and it's called Angel of Love Ministry, if you'd like to check that out. And I have awards that I've received in the community over the years. And Ranch Vision I have not lost sight of, but whenever God wants to bring it to fruition, it'll happen. And if it's not here on this earth, I'm certain it'll be in heaven. So wherever he wants it. But my heart is for those who are hurting in our world, and I want to try in my own small way to alleviate human suffering. And that's what Hope Mill does, hopemill.com. They have a wonderful venue of putting together care packages. And if you go to hopemill.com, you can see the things that they do. They ask for donations of soaps and travel-sized toiletries and that type of thing. Your church or organization can do a fundraiser. It doesn't always have to be for money, but the money does buy the products that they need to put in the backpack, so they could put it into the hands of those who are hurting in need, with blankets and socks and food, non-perishable food. So go to hopemill.com and check out the things that they need, and have your organization or your church host a fundraiser. Like I said, you could have a fundraiser for soaps, you could have a fundraiser for travel-sized toiletries, a fundraiser for money if you wanted, or baked goods to sell, so you could generate some money. And go to hopemill.com and check them out, like I said, and see what you could do to become involved and ease the suffering of these precious homeless people. That, you know, a lot of people say, well, some of the homeless people are drug addicts and they're have mental conditions and things like that. Well, true enough. But you don't know the story behind what they're going through. And so we need to be mindful of that and not stigmatize them and stereotype them. What we need to do is love them and pray for them. But I also want you to use your brain and your head, and if they're not approachable and they're flailing their arms or spitting or cussing or whatever, of course they're not approachable. Okay, but you certainly can pray for them and love them, you know, send love their way. So that's something to keep in mind also, because there's so many ways that we can help these precious ones who are homeless, especially our veterans. Mama Joyce has a heart, pardon me, for our precious veterans, and I want to see, I was talking to a gentleman today who lives in a homeless shelter, and he was telling me that his son was in the service and his brother, who was in Vietnam, and when they came back, they were treated shamefully. And that shouldn't be, because they're serving our country, and when they come back, they should be treated like kings and queens, truly. They should be provided for. In whatever they need, whether it's food, clothing, shelter, whatever it is, you know. yeah. Chaplain Steve said the big ranch is in heaven. Absolutely, it sure is. I agree 100%. You betcha. But I, you know, I want to see more people become involved in doing an act of kindness or to help ease human suffering, like I said, one day at a time, even if it's one person at a time. Somebody may need you to smile. Somebody may need a handshake. Somebody may need an ear to listen. Somebody may need a hamburger, a hot meal. Someone may need a blanket. You know, these are all things that anybody can contribute to. The people are listening to my show. Maybe you can go to your closets and see if you have gently used blankets or clothing. And when I say gently used, I don't mean soiled or torn, tattered or moth-eaten or anything like that. The reason why I say that is when you're giving something to someone who's in need, keep in mind you want to give them the best. And leave their dignity intact, okay? And if you give something that's soiled or torn, that's like a slap in the face. And that, you know, that's hurtful, and I don't want to see that happen to anybody. They've been through enough, you know, already, and I just want you to be mindful of that and be compassionate and, you know, look within yourself. Sometimes it takes you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and reach out and be, you know, I'll tell you something. You could find what you enjoy. If you enjoy music or you can sing or play a musical instrument or a piano, you can go to the convalescent homes and the elderly and the aged homes, and you could play an instrument, you could sing, and bring some joy into their hearts. I mean, music is a beautiful avenue to bless people, and it's a beautiful gift to have. It doesn't cost you anything to do that, folks. So use your skills and your gifts, what you have, to make this a better world. I'm going to play this song for you. It's by J.J. Keller. And it's called Your Hands, and I hope this will really minister to you.
I have unanswered prayers. I have trouble I wish wasn't there. And I've asked a thousand ways that you would take my pain away. You would take my pain away. I am trying to understand how to walk this weary land. Make straight the paths that crooked lie. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine. When my world is shaking, heaven stands.
Does have us in his hands, and he wants us to acknowledge his presence, and we don't always feel, we can't go by our feelings, because it goes far beyond that. We just have to know, to be still and know that God is in control, and just to trust him. It's not easy. He knows that. He knows it's not easy. He understands, you know, he understands everything. But the point is, if you need to realize who he is, go to the Word of God. Go to the Word and read it. Read his promises. Go to Proverbs for wisdom, Psalms for encouragement. You know, and he has really helped me in my life, especially lately. I have been tremendously blessed by the way he's renewing my mind and transforming my life. You know, these are the end times. And we just really need to step up to the plate and listen to God's direction and obey him. And like I said, obedience is better than sacrifice. He desires a relationship with us. He wants us to include him in our decisions in our life, to include him in every day when we wake up, when we go to sleep, and all points in between. Because these times we really need the Lord, especially we are living in treacherous times now. These are very challenging and treacherous times with a lot of hatred and hurt. And we need to tip the scales back and invite God back into our country again. Once again, I do want to do a little shout out to Billy Graham, who is 97 years old, had his birthday. And we want to wish Billy Graham a very happy birthday. God bless him. And his son Franklin is, running his ministry and everything. So, you know, to live that long, he's a very blessed man, that's for sure. And I do want to acknowledge him. This next song I'm going to play is for my precious veterans and those who are in the military. It's called Courageous by Casting Crowns. And they definitely are courageous. So are our first responders and our firefighters as well. So I hope you'll enjoy this song, courageous by casting crowns.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chain. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
Responders, our firefighters, police department, our military, all of them, they put their lives on the line each and every day, and we need to support them and love them and do whatever we can to make sure that they have all the tools they need and the skills and the respect and appreciation. And when they come back home, or when they're wounded warriors or fallen soldier or military or fallen firefighter, we need to make sure that their families are taken care of and that they are taken care of as well. You know, so I really encourage those who are listening, who have the resources to help these precious ones to do so, because we can't, or we shouldn't at this point in time, rely or depend upon our state, our legislature, our government to do this because they're hurting. And they have a lot of challenges, and we don't know what they're going through, but there's a lot of stress issues there. But there are a lot of people in the United States who are very affluent, and they have resources, and they could certainly help these precious ones. I know Ellen DeGeneres does, and Oprah does, and Tyler Perry. There's quite a few high-profile people, and Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. There's a lot of high-profile, Jeff Bridges. But you know what? You don't have to be high-profile to help your fellow man, woman, or child. You really don't. You just have to have a heart of compassion and want to help ease the burdens and human suffering of other people. And once you do that, you take the focus off self and your own problems and troubles, and you help somebody else, and it helps you at the same time. I know this from being experienced in that area where I've had a lot of challenges myself. And when I got through them, I was able to turn around and offer someone else hope and lead them back to God and help them realize it's not about religion but about relationship. I only have a few minutes left on the program right now, folks, but what I want to do is I want to pray for everybody out there, and then I'm going to take us out with a song. And I want to thank all of you again for coming to the show, and please support the people that I've mentioned on the show tonight. We have www.craftcollaborations.com, and you use the code for 20% off, Mama Joyce. Then we have Chaplain Steve at San Diego Workplace Chaplains. .com, and then we have hopemill.com as well. Please support these precious ones who are helping ease human suffering as well. And once again, I do want to thank Chaplain Steve, Chris, and Julia, and Drew, and Chris, and Pearl Huber, and Jeff Bridges, and our firefighters, our military, and all the persecuted Christians in the world. God bless you. You know, I love you so much, and I'm going to just pray for everybody right now. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, we lift up all these precious ones to you, and there's people who need prayer. Marianne Ballum just went through heart surgery. She came through it okay, and we just need to keep her in prayer for a quick, speedy recovery. And we pray for all the people on Facebook and their loved ones who need prayer for healing and finances and miracles. This is a season of miracles in our military, first responders, firefighters, and our leaders in the United States and the world. We lift them up to you, Father God, and all the people, you know who they are, name by name and person by person, who need your help, Father, and all their loved ones. And we pray for salvation, healing, deliverance, protection, safety, and provision, Father God, and a closer relationship with you. We lift up Bridget and her son Ben, and Terry and Marlene, and Martha from church, and Pastor Bob and Pastor Rick, and all the leaders in the churches too. And we just ask that you meet their needs above and beyond what we pray and ask for, Father God. And we just pray for this season to be a safe one and a blessed one, and let miracles prevail. And God, show yourself mighty in the lives of people. Make yourself real, Father. And in the days ahead, people who are suffering from ill health or finances or floods or snow or inclement weather, fires, hurricanes, El Nino, earthquakes, typhoons, whatever they are, tsunamis. Lord Jesus, I just lift them up to you right now, and I ask that you reach from heaven and breathe and heal our nation, Father God, and help us to bring you back into our world, Father. And we just love you so much, and we thank you for the time that you've given us on this radio program tonight. May you be glorified, and may this be edifying to you. And we praise you and give you all the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, all of us should want to learn to be the light. And this next song I'm going to take us out with tonight is by New World Sun, and it's called Learning to Be the Light. And I hope you really enjoy it and ministers to you. And that you join me again next Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. God bless you. Be safe. And please take care of yourselves, and try and do some kind of kindness or act of goodness to ease the burdens of people and human suffering, even in a small way, each and every day. Thank you for this opportunity, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing Mama Joyce to get her messages out. God bless you, and good night.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I saw somebody call my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling into place. A brand new life is calling, and I owe it all to grace.
good night, and God bless you all. Take yourself with the sun. Get together and love one another. Bless you.
Love is but a song we sing. See us, we will die. Can make mountains ring or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
And God bless you all. What a pleasure and honor it is to do this show and spread God's love and truth. And I just want to ask God to bless each and every one of you. Be safe. Good night. God willing, we'll get together next Saturday.